Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Gary Stewart with Conscious Connection. I'm very excited to be back with our listeners tonight, and I have two great guests that are just incredible. So we're going to have an incredible conversation. They're NLP trainers. It's Katriona Reed and Michelle Benzman-Mickey. I'm very excited to have them. Katriona guides individuals to be in their authentic personal power and vision, and their mentors to make every aspect of your life more real. They lead NLP workshops at their center, Manzanilla Village Retreat in Temecula there, and they've been in practice for many, many years, and they're just absolutely wonderful people. A little bit about Michelle. She challenges her clients to come into the truth of who they are and help draw them in their wealth of natural creativity, balanced vision, and practical skills for deep transformation. She's also a master trainer of NLP and Gestalt and Ericksonian hypnosis, and she's led workshops and training internationally and locally for 25 years. And she's also the co-founder of Manzanita Village Retreat with the Five Changes Program. I'm very excited to have them both on the phone, so we're going to have our three-way conversation here and tell you what Five Changes is about in NLP and educate our listeners to these two fantastic people. This is Gary Stewart of Conscious Connection, and let me get them. Hello.
Hi,
Michelle. Hello. How are you?
Good.
And is that Katriona there as well?
It is indeed, yes.
Good,
hi, Gary.
We're all on the line and all live, so that's absolutely wonderful. This is my two esteemed guests here for Conscious Connection. Wow. I'm very excited. You both have such extensive bios that it was hard to get a tongue twister to get it all out. But you're both fabulous, and I'm sure after our conversation here about the five changes, everyone will agree. And as always, I will post this right on my social networks as soon as we're done, and it's processed in about 10 minutes after our live taping here.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you both for participating in this show with Conscious Connection with you as my fantastic guest.
Well,
thank you, Gary.
It's our pleasure.
My pleasure.
We're delighted. Yeah. We're delighted, especially rebranded and recreated Five Changes, and although we've been doing what we do for a very long time, we've really been thinking very seriously about how we can communicate that in relatively simple, clear, straightforward terms.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So what are the five changes?
Michelle?
Okay. Well, I'm going to just give you a real short variation of what that means, and maybe Katriona can extend on it. Five changes... We've gotten it down to a system of customized tools, you know, that, you know, we've worked with an integration over the course of all of our modalities, and they're based on what works and what's effective and what's immediate and changes you at the core. And they're based on the five principles, which we've also worked on for a long time, and it sort of encapsulates covers a lot of ground of transformation and change work, and essentially it takes you from who you are to who you want to be, and to the core of you, not who you were told to be or who you thought you had to be, but who you want to be.
Mm-hmm. So it's very empowering that way.
Very empowering.
Yeah, it's very much about empowering people to come in their own terms, let's say. There are so many cookie-cutter solutions out there. There are so many restrictive belief systems out there. There are so many formulaic strategies for transformation out there, you know, be they spiritual or personal development. And I think one of our core values is really to help people come into their own and come into their power and their creativity and their vision on terms that are entirely their own, and teach them to be their own guides rather than come with some preconceived notion. And so maybe I'll say something about the five principles, which is the guiding light, if you will, of the five changes. And I'll name them briefly, and we can, if you like, we can talk in more depth about them. But the first is really to trust your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that your wisdom mind is continually speaking to you. And goodness, Gary, if of all people you know about that, that sense
absolutely.
Of we live in a collective field, and no amount
mm-hmm.
of neuroscience is really going to crack that code. Because
right,
it's so beyond the and I'm sorry, I have to say, the dogmas of scientific methodology, which
mm-hmm.
tends to gear towards the mechanical. There's something much bigger than that that we call the wisdom mind, which is both individual and collective, and it's
yes.
talking to us. It's talking to
mm-hmm.
you. So listen, the second is that everything is a gift. The whole
mm-hmm.
universe is aspiring to help
mm-hmm.
us out on a continual basis. And so
mm-hmm.
to be looking for the gift rather than to be looking for the problem, which, again, we're wired in some ways to look at the downside. And
right. Society reinforces that, so we're focused on that.
Yeah, and then the third is the better you feel, the better results you'll attract. So choose to feel good, because how you feel is a choice. And
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean we go into a Pollyannish denial. It's just that any emotion can be utilized, as you well know, any emotion can be utilized toward transformation. And the question I like to ask is, how good can I, can you, how good can anybody allow themselves to feel today
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or any day? How much pleasure? Yeah.
I'd like to chime in on that one because
yes, Michelle.
We can feel good when in contrast to not feeling good, right? But what if you were feeling great already and you could possibly feel more connected and more present and more good, so to speak. So
yes.
those are the areas in which we also want to reinforce, because we don't think about that. We're always thinking, again, in the sense of lack. When I don't feel good, I can feel good and choose to feel good. But how about if you really are already all right, and how can you choose to feel even better?
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
So why don't you go ahead and just cover the last two
of the Okay.
Sure.
You know, life itself provides the answers. Be present to life's abundance. And I really like that, because when you say everything is a gift in the making, find the gift, it often is in reference to, you know, sort of the negative or the downside of life or certain
right.
events,
mm-hmm.
the circumstances that are pulling you down. So this would be towards the positive, reaffirming the positive frame on life, because, again, you can also be quite in a place where the universe is quite well with you, and there is more, and to be open to serving in a better way, serving yourself, serving your the connection to others, and this reinforces the larger sense of self, if you will. And life is constantly reminding you and providing you with the answers of be connected, be more connected right now when you're present. And life is abundant. It's inherently abundant. And this sort of segues to everything is connected, which is our fifth principle. And your being impacts humanity. Be your truth. And I was just listening to something today, because there's all this talk about, you know, interconnected, how we are connected to other systems. We might think we're human beings, but we're also connected to other species. We're connected to this earth. If we really look at things, you know, there's a whole system that's in a symbiotic relationship. And, you know, we gain from all the elements and the food here on the earth and the system of how that's all kept in nice balance with all the other species and humans. So we kind of know about connection. I mean, we don't always operate from that place.
Right.
So when you operate from that place, you really understand how your being impacts humanity, and you can kind of rise above those self-limitations that you impose on yourself, you know, and maybe even the self-facing limitations that, how can I affect anything? How can one person affect anything? But it sort of segues into being your truth as well, because when you know that truth essentially is what is you, useful. I love that quote. It was around Facebook a lot, and I've heard it. That truth is good. It's useful. So if you be your truth, you're constantly reinforcing what is useful in your belief systems and how you view life, and so that you're working towards life rather than against it, towards your own life, impacting others' lives when your life is impacted, when you're really well and healthy and happy and generating, you know, a good, you know, income or, you know, helping others. And, you know, it's in service. Everything is connected to being in service to yourself is being in service to others. And that way it's very ecological. Mm. So
I can say
one more thing just about, I'm sorry, I just wanted to say, because this really impacted me, that I was listening to something about Darwin and, you know, the survival of the fittest is just what people that put across his teachings were really highlighting that particular element of Darwinism. And actually, he really only mentioned that once in his writing, and 95 other references to love, but that was never mentioned.
Right.
And our base human nature is towards sympathy and, you know, that kind of empathy. So.
Yeah, it's interesting how people take one soundbite, even from someone like Darwin, and like they did with Pasteur. Pasteur said it's about the environment, and they just ran with the microbes are evil when that was the tiniest part of Pasteur's research. And I think even Darwin, from my reading him, he suggested that life is a cooperative venture, that interspecies cooperation into the ecosystem.
Absolutely.
And you know, the social Darwinians speak about survival of the fittest, but in NLP we do a little bit of a wordplay, and it's more the survival of those who are fitting in rather than the fittest, but the ones who can fit most, because it's continual adaptive, and it's so related to your work, Gary, and your acknowledgement of the morphic field or the collective energetic field, which can't even necessarily be defined on a purely biological level, because it's holographic, it's neural, it's what quantum mechanics is all about, and the definitions are it's mind-blowing even to consider it, because any single thought will impact the whole, and we forget in the hustle of our everyday life and our everyday emotions, we either miss it or forget it. And in some ways, I think part of what we do is to bring people's attention to that bigger picture. And by so doing, and in the process, we fiddle with the inside of their minds, souls, to help them create new associations and make different choices, so that those five principles come into play more fully in their lives, in a nutshell.
Yeah, that's excellent. It's absolutely wonderful. And I think in life, everyone gets so busy in life that they get kind of myopic, not seeing the bigger picture. And I think that's why a lot of people get trapped in their problems rather than seeing the grandeur of life and the possibility of different solutions that are so much bigger than our perceived tiny problems here. And do you find people are able to maintain the changes after your program, that they live from a different perspective when they go through your program?
Yeah, absolutely. And I should just say, we work in, you sort of covered it in the our bios. We work in two different ways. One is we certify people as coaches, as NLP master coaches, and we then work with individuals, and we still do retreats somewhat, as we've been doing for years. But the two main things are certifying people and then doing really intensive one-on-one. We do a 6-month program. We do a a 3-month program. And the amazing thing about neurolinguistic, about NLP, and you know, maybe we'll talk a little bit about what that actually is in a bit.
Yes,
is that it really does bring about permanent change, because it's like creating new neural pathways, creating new associative pathways in the brain and in the in the body, in the system, in the neural system, in the collective, mm-hmm. in the intelligence system that a human being is. For example, on Friday of last week, somebody came out here because they wanted, and I don't do this so much anymore because people don't smoke cigarettes anymore. And mm-hmm. she came out to become a non-smoker. And mm-hmm. I haven't spoken to her since. I can only imagine, because I've done this countless times, that it's physically impossible for her to bring a cigarette to her lips, because we make associations that would be just such a repulsive and life-destroying act. It becomes impossible. And it's kind of funny how we can change our strategies so simply, and how medical science and psychology doesn't really acknowledge that. It's so horrendous how we pathologize and how we anchor in to the permanence of psychosis or pathology.
I also wanted to chime in on the changing at the core. Use the example of what Katrin, I was just saying about the smoker, is that when the smoker is changed to a non-smoker, well, then a non-smoker wouldn't think of picking up a cigarette, because I don't. I'm a non-smoker, and I've never thought of picking up a cigarette. In fact, it just doesn't occur to me. So when you do change, you change, something changes completely. You're on the other side. In a sense, you are on that other side. And we do more than that. We actually give a certain, like, philosophy, if you will, or a certain different way of thinking, so that you're constantly, regardless if you're in the process of doing the shift at the level of whatever shift that we mentor you through, you are able to continue to do that for yourself continuously, because we actually change the way that you view the world, that you view yourself, that you view your problems, that you view your emotions, that you actually are thinking differently, and you're standing more from the place of choice and from the place of being in a different, you're like a non-smoker, so to speak. So you wouldn't even think of pounding the pavement on the problem too long, or, spiraling down too long, or whatever. And if you do slide back, they'll right back up really quickly.
It's always a process of re-education.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's always a process of education, as well as induction is the word we use, installation.
Yeah.
So it's like you install new wiring, the old wiring is no longer there. You install a system that's functional. It's like, a metaphor that I like is if I were to give someone a shortcut so that they cut 20 minutes off their daily commute, how long is it going to take them to use that? It's like they'll never go back to the old way.
Right, exactly.
It's a no-brainer. Yeah. They don't have to think about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely wonderful. And the other thing, it sounds like you're empowering people so they're not dependent on the program here, but they are just cognizant of their own power in their totality constantly after the training.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, the training, certainly, actually what we do with the training, because we're producing coaches, we actually give some, some backup, because people are starting their own business very often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With clients, our job really is very simple. And it's very much to have them fire us. And we can, and this is what I tell our clients when they come, is that our job is simply to move you from living as a victim of the circumstances of your life to living at choice, to living at cause.
Mm-hmm.
So that you might, I love, you say, when anything happens, you're late, you missed your appointment, it was the interview of your life, you were about to meet the dream date that was going to be the love of your life forever, you got a flat tire, you had a blowout, you wrecked your car. Whatever happens, you say, this is the best thing that could have happened.
Yes.
And you don't know why, but the attitude puts you in a state which allows you then to be resourceful. So it's moving from that victim state that so many, 99% of people walk around in that sense of, on some level, looking at the downside, looking for the excuses, looking for something to blame,
yes,
instead move that other side, which is living at choice or living at cause. And that's all. Once that's done, the rest is icing on the cake or strategies or refining of tools. But it's that shift that is ultimately what we do.
Yeah.
And
excellent.
I honestly think it's what anybody does who's effective, be they a therapist or in any modality, a yoga teacher, to different degrees and in different ways, the work of transformation is that shift, moving from reacting to responding, from
mm-hmm.
choice.
Absolutely.
And
what I find is I mature. It sounds like you're teaching people maturity, too. And with the work I do as well, I feel after years of doing it, I'm still a human being, even though I'm in transformative work as well. And what I find is I have the space to make that choice. To witness my reaction, and do I want to react that way, and would that be productive, or can I just watch it and let the strong emotion of the path by or notice that emotion coming up without reacting to that?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe
that's
a full age, maybe
you, Gary.
Sure, for me.
That's why
I'm
I love
sorry?
You because you are such a human being. Yes. And honestly, I sound like I'm joking, but so many people who get good at what they do.
Mm-hmm.
And then you step back from their humanity, and you do the reverse. You step right in. And I think that's partly why I recognize you so much as a kindred spirit on the path.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Exactly
right.
How I feel, too,
And, you know, Bert Hellinger, who is the developer of the constellation work that we're all participating in here, he said, very simple, children blame, adults take responsibility. And it sounds like, five changes, you're empowering people to take that personal responsibility on every level and to be conscious of that choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what living at full tilt is about, is that. And you know, it's you when you're resisting that, it just takes your energy. And we're helping people to give them more energy. Really, they may think like it takes a lot of work, and maybe it does. But when they release their resistances and their blocks, then it gives you so much more energy. You have more energy to participate in life more fully. How good is that?
Excellent, excellent. And we have about 7 minutes left, so I really want to talk about your programs, too, so people know with Mancinia Village is the retreat center and upcoming programs you may be having in the fall.
Yeah, let me say something, because we do have a special on that we've extended through this weekend, and I'll extend it to anybody who listens to this show, let's say in the next few weeks, and mentions this show.
Oh,
we have,
it's
like a 35% saving on the two-week residential NLP coaching, NLP master certification training program that we're doing October 28th and through November 10th. And I believe you're going to come up for a day and do some installation on our on our midday. Yeah. So I will say, we're gonna it's a $2,000 discount that we will honor for anybody who calls in and mentions the show. We'll be glad to do that. And can also bring a friend for half price, so it makes it actually an incredible reduction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main thing that's coming up. And then we're always working with our breakthrough clients. And that's very much personal customized program, so we can start in at any time. And Michelle and I work separately. I mean, sometimes I will work a little with her clients and she with mine. But mostly you choose. You work with her, you work with me. And it's going to be changing a little as we do more retreats again, as we do more workshops and training. But those, as I say, those are the two main things. We have a retreat coming up over the holidays at the end of the year, just a weekend silent retreat that we'll be doing. And it's the first time in several years that we've done silent retreat.
How do you, Katrin, you want to say something about maybe the website and, you know, how to get a hold of us if you want
to start on
And you can schedule with us a call that's a complimentary call that we talk about where you are and where you want to be, who you are and who you want to be.
Yeah. You can email us directly from or call us from the website.
And I'll put that I'll put that link on my audio link we have in a few minutes too. So I'll definitely have that there. People don't have to worry now about writing it down because I will put that on the social networking and the links that I'm sending out right when we're complete with the show here.
Again, we will give anyone $2,000 break on the upcoming program, and we'll be glad to because we're so passionate about these skills that we really want to put people out there who are competent. And actually, we recently had someone who took a training who trained with the founder of NLP, Richard Bandler, in London, and it's on our website. She gave us a glowing testimonial. So we compare favorably with anybody in the field, apparently.
Exactly.
And I'm just delighted and honored for that remark. It's Kat, actually. You know Kat.
Yes, Kat introduced us, actually. And I was thrilled to see that today on Facebook. It was absolutely wonderful.
And what else? We should say that we were Buddhist teachers for many, many years. Although we don't really define ourselves as Buddhist teachers, we're very much rooted in the contemplative traditions of Buddhism and the depth of perspective that Buddhist psychology and Buddhist practice brings. We found we wanted to work with people in a more proactive way. We felt we were actually in some ways contributing or conspiring with people toward a sedative approach when we feel, you know, the Dalai Lama recently was asked what the useful meditation is, and he said, critical thinking followed by action. And I think that's a very good answer because the time, given the world that we live in, the time for, of course, it's always value for contemplation, but really it gives us what is the most valuable meditation, and I think action is required, and global change is required if we're going to make it through this. And the kind of tools I know that you do, Gary, that we do, are really crucial. And the more hands they get put into, the better. So that's our mission and motivation.
And we're still spiritual teachers because we're just our circle and our range has gotten bigger. It's just gotten bigger, that's all, which is great. Be of more service to the world.
Absolutely. And I love that you've been attending my workshops because that shows other modalities, and I feel it's such a gift to have both of you there as well because we're all spiritual teachers. You know, we're all, I think we're all spirits having a human experience, and to support that and help the growth changing the perception we perceive.
And love learning from you because without learning, you're stagnating.
Absolutely, and that's what life really is. We were talking about Darwin, but the life force really is constant change. It's evolved so much in American politics, in the American arena. People just get stuck in one belief system, and they've forgotten how to think. And then they go into reaction over the belief rather than evolving. And one thing that's finally showing some evolution is gay marriage being legalized throughout the United States, bit by bit. People are stopping and thinking and not just believing the storyline. So I'm very hopeful that there's an openness that's happening and people are starting to change their beliefs and evolve and grow, which is sorely needed in American culture, that's for sure.
Well,
we have a minute left here, so I just want to announce here my guests today are Catriona Reed and Michelle Benjamin Mickey, and they are the trainers at 5changes.com is their program. The website is www.5changes.com. It's been thrilling to have you both, and you empower visionaries to make a difference. And I honor both of you for being those visionaries to teach people.
Thank you so much, Gary. It's
an
honor
to be on
your show. I really appreciate
it.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Too.
And I'll send you the live link in a couple minutes. And this was Gary Stewart at Conscious Connection. Until next time, namaste.